Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very last episode of the Strategic Growth Podcast. Episode 200 is how this podcast is going to end. So today I want to, of course, talk to you about how this podcast began, how we got up to 200 episodes. I want to thank the people who've been participating, both listening, being guests, being co-hosts, etc. Talk a little bit about the Golden Group. And then I'm going to leave you. I couldn't just leave you with that. I have one little lesson for you, a customer service conversation, a situation that I was in very recently happened to me. And it was such a teachable moment that I want to utilize it to teach you guys one more lesson on my way out the door as we conclude episode 200 of the Strategic Growth Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast, featuring expert insights, interviews with thought leaders, and business plan triage. Hosted by Kyle Golding, award-winning entrepreneur, CEO, and chief strategic idealist for the Golden Group.
This podcast started many, 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 many years ago with actually three episodes that were, I guess, what you would call our pilot episode, test episodes that Pritch Pritchard and I did called Conversations with the Golden Group. And those three episodes were episode 199. I put them, re-released them as episode 199. So let me go back before that. Let me go back actually to 2011. That's right, 13 years ago, 2011. The Golden Group forms November of 2011 with the other two people I want to have big shout outs and thanks. Thank you to Felicity Mormon and Sean Hawley, my original business partners for the Golden Group. November 2011, we put together the Golden Group. We start the agency, start the consulting firm. We start hustling and grinding. Of course, my expertise is marketing, so I was doing a lot of marketing and always wanted to do a podcast. I started doing the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast, which is completely separate and completely different, but eventually knew I would be doing a business podcast. So move forward a couple of years, Felicity and Sean move to Philadelphia, open a Philadelphia office and do amazing work out there. And they have been in Philadelphia ever since then. They're both out there just killing it, doing amazing things, running companies, winning awards, doing big, huge things in Philadelphia. In the meantime, along came our fourth business partner, Pritch Pritchard. Mr. Pritchard was a professor at OU teaching public relations. Before that, he was a 25-year Navy man. Salute you, sir. Thank you for your service. 25 years in the Navy, originally as a pilot, and then a public information officer. So a top-level public relations practitioner who started in the Navy, then went into teaching in higher education, eventually ended up at OU, was semi-retired from OU when he came to work for the Golden Group. Him and I started those first three episodes called Conversations with the Golden Group that then became the format of Pritch and I kind of interviewing each other or discussing topics that became the original Neo Marketing Podcast. The first podcast that Pritch and I launched together was the Neo Marketing Podcast. Pritch and I did that podcast together for 157 episodes, minus a month when he was in Europe teaching one summer for on vacation, and a couple of other times where one of us wasn't available for the program. So 157 episodes continuously of the Strategic Growth Podcast that then eventually changed names and changed format again to the Strategic Growth Podcast, which I've been doing for the last year and a half now. That was mostly because Pritch was ready to finally fully retire from the working world. He deserved that retirement after his time in the Navy, his time in higher education, and his time with the Golden Group and being the co-host of this podcast. And I switched the format then to myself plus a guest, typically every week, occasionally a business plan triage, but mostly interviewing great top professionals, getting their insights, their intake, their ideas, their feedback about what was happening in the business world, in the real world, in marketing and communication, in business development, in economic development, in government, in communication. All of those things went together. So that's been a little bit of the history of the Neo Marketing Podcast that became the Strategic Growth Podcast. Last episode, I played the three pilot pieces from the Conversations with the Golden Group. That was the precipice for all this as well. And then since then, I've had amazing guests along the way on the podcast. So It's one thing to hear me talk. It's another thing to hear me and Pritch talk and share back and forth. His expertise is a little bit different than mine. But for the last between 100, episode 157 and 200, we've been exclusively focused on guest, and the guests bring a new element, a different dynamic. I had intended on having a guest on this episode, but that didn't work out. These things happen. So I'm going to instead have this wrap-up conversation with you and then walk right into a customer service training lesson that I can leave you with as we close out the Strategic Growth Podcast on episode 200. Because something that just happened to me recently, it was very obvious that the person involved, the person I was dealing with, multiple people I was dealing with actually, had not been trained properly. It was a management breakdown, not necessarily the frontline workers, if you will. But again, it's been multiple years, multiple names, multiple formats of the podcast to get to episode 200. I intentionally wanted to end in a nice round number like that. There's something about my personal ADD that wanted to end in the right way. So here we are, episode 200, the last episode, our last time that we're going to be sharing and talking to each other. But the Strategic Growth Podcast, the Neo Marketing Podcast, even the Conversations with the Golden Group will still be out in the world. They'll still be on your favorite podcast platforms. The videos will stay on YouTube. You can access them through our website, thegoldengroup.com. You can access them through however you found or listening to this podcast or watching this video on YouTube, social media platforms, etc. So all that information is going to stay available to you. You can go back and see the episodes. We've created multiple playlists for you too, subject-wise, such as public relations, crisis communications, marketing, business development, strategic planning, business process management, all types of playlists on our YouTube and Spotify channels, because that's where it's easiest to do playlists. But we're also sharing those playlists on social media and on the website. So if you go to those pages on our website, you will find a group of the YouTube videos that correspond with those topics and the playlists themselves so that you can check out all of those playlists. We want to keep all of that information in the world. Some of it might be dated, some of the stuff around 2020 that had to do with COVID and other things, but we tried our best to make universal, evergreen, if you will, conversations so that we were addressing things that were topical and were happening in the world at that moment, but that advice could probably carry on for the next 5, 10, 20 years until there's dramatic changes in the way we market, communicate, technology, et cetera. So you can look at old episodes, even some of the very first episodes, and find great nuggets of learning, of information, of things that you might apply to your pursuits of excellence in business, no matter what aspect that you're focused on. So the Strategic Growth Podcast will be cease to exist as far as new episodes. We will continue to reshare the old episodes. They will stay on the libraries of the podcast platforms and on YouTube. They will stay on our website. You'll be available to listen to them again, listen to them for the first time, share with a friend, make notes for yourself, etc. So that is the conclusion of the Strategic Growth Podcast. But I do want to leave you with one little last lesson of management, customer service, etc. This happened to me specifically. I'm not going to give you any names so that not to embarrass anyone. It's not about calling anyone out, but it's about giving you guys a lesson that I hope you can take with you. So I was very recently at a movie theater where you can order drinks and food as you watch the movie. So I know that kind of limits it to where that is, but it's not a typical movie theater and it's not a typical restaurant. So those are some of the parameters to think about. But ultimately, my wife and I showed up at the theater early so that we could order, we could have a conversation with the wait staff before the movie started, wouldn't interrupt anyone. We got our order in. We were one of the first few people in the theater having a conversation with our server, nice young man who talked about the movie we were about to watch. About 10, 15, 20 minutes go by. They're now starting to run the previews for the upcoming films, and we have not received our drinks. We ordered drinks and food the moment we got there. We haven't received drinks, and we have not received food. Some other people around us have received drinks. We haven't. Been patient, but up to 20 minutes, and you'd have to agree that your first round of drinks typically doesn't get there way before 20 minutes, and no one had come back to check on me. So I flagged down the young man that was serving us, and I asked, "Where's our drinks?" And he immediately just told me they're very busy and they're backed up and he will get to it. Now, we go forward another few minutes. The theater has gotten dark and our movie is about to begin. And so now, because the movie is about to begin, I can't really speak, and not interrupt the film for other people. And I would like to watch the movie myself. I came, paid my money to see this film. It was a film I was excited to see. So, like you do in the theater in this Kitschwish situation, you push the button and they come and you write on a notepad so you don't have to talk to each other. And I just wrote on the notepad, 30 minutes, no food, no drinks, question mark. Handed it to young man. He kind of looked at it, didn't really acknowledge me, walked off. Another 10 to 15 minutes go by. Everyone else around us is being served. As you can tell now, I'm being aggravated by this whole situation. And typically in a restaurant, I would go get up and find someone. I didn't want to get up and leave the movie. So I push my button again. This time a different person comes and he has brought with him the sandwich that my wife had ordered, but nothing else. So her sandwich arrived. My food did not arrive. And as you know, at a restaurant, typically the food should arrive together. And I asked him, where are our drinks? A few more minutes go by. My drink shows up, but my wife's drink does not. A few more minutes go by. Her drink shows up. So obviously the staff is really struggling. And as much as I would like to get this accomplished so that I can have my lunch and watch the movie, and I'm trying to concentrate on the movie, and I'm trying to make sure I actually do get lunch because I've not received lunch. As we go on, my wife has now finished her lunch. My lunch has not arrived yet. Finally, the young man who's been serving us comes by again. I flag him down. I point down to my empty spot where there's no food. I said, she's already done. I have not received my food. And he again tells me, we're very busy. We're very backed up. Just wait your turn. Wrong response. Here comes the lessons, folks. Even if that was all absolutely true, we're now 30, 45 minutes into have ordered. And it's been a struggle so far. Everything has sort of been wrong. And the first thing he did was sort of blame someone else or blame the system. And definitely was thinking about how he was struggling to get orders out and other people seemed to be maybe complaining. He had no concern over what I was going through. I'd paid to be there. I was paying full price for that meal at that point. And I was trying to work within the system of not being loud, not being problemsome. And I couldn't get up and come complain to the manager myself because I was trying to watch the movie. So his response was wrong. His response should have been, first of all, I'm very sorry about that. Second of all, let me try to fix that problem for you as quickly as possible. Third, if I cannot fix it, I will find someone that will. Fourth, let me know. I do acknowledge that this is unusual. It is outside the norm, and thus we need to change our normal pattern of just waiting for the next meal to come up and do something different. So typically when we complain in a situation like this as the consumer, that's what we want. We want acknowledgement, we want some empathy, and we want to know what they're going to do to correct the situation. I got none of that from this young man. You could tell the look on his face. He was very unhappy that I was speaking to him now for the third time after putting our original order in. A few minutes later, a different person shows up with the second version of the sandwich my wife ordered, not what I ordered. So someone in the kitchen panicked, looked at a ticket, grabbed someone else's lunch, brought it to me. I sent it back, said, no, that's not what I ordered. Please check again. He did. To their credit, he did come back relatively quickly. This time, the person who came back was a third person, not the first young man I'd have multiple conversations with, not the second guy who brought it wrong. They sent a female server, I think because they thought I might be a little bit more sympathetic to her, maybe a little bit less aggressive with her. She did have my food. It was the correct order. It was hot. It was ready to go. I was very hungry and ready to eat at that point. And halfway through this movie at this point, which made for a very late lunch for me, she immediately put it on the table, told me, apologized, and mentioned that this would be taken off the bill, and there were two cards that she had in her hand. I found out later were two passes to see a future film for free. So now at least there's acknowledgement of a problem. There is a remedy because that food did arrive, and it acknowledged that it was their issue, not mine, and a opportunity for them to try to make amends, which was to take this off my bill, which I was expecting to happen at that point, and then the two free passes with an attempt for them to mend the conversation or mend the relationship as far as they see it. So, but at least it was an effort, and I did appreciate that effort. A little bit too little, too late, and I thought sending the third person and definitely sending, and this is not a sexist issue, but sending a female to deal with a male who is already obviously aggravated felt like the other two males would hope she would get a better response than they did. And maybe she did. Maybe I went soft on her, mostly because she had my food. She did apologize, and she did exactly what I hoped from her the whole time. So I did not yell at her. I was not angry at her. I did not think it was her fault. Even if she happened to be the manager, I don't really know. It's dark in there. You can't really ask who's the manager. I don't really feel like I ever got to speak to a manager. So it was remedied, but as I kept thinking about the situation, I kept thinking about the first young man and how unprepared he was to deal with the situation. And this is a service industry. It's not the first time someone's movie has been interrupted or someone's order was wrong. Someone got angry at the staff. I'm sure it happens in these places all the time. It's the nature of their business. It's the nature of hospitality and food. And this situation where you can't just go out in the hallway and yell at the manager because you want to watch a movie. So he should have been better prepared. That lack of preparation, I fully squarely put on management of the organization. I think they did a poor job of preparing him and preparing the second young man that came. They obviously either prepared the young lady who delivered my meal, or she had previous management experience and knew how to handle the situation. Either way, the first young man, the second young man should have been better prepared. So the lesson I want to impart you with, and the lesson I'm going to leave you with, the last lesson that's going to come from the Strategic Growth Podcast is this. You cannot overtrain your staff enough. There's no such thing as someone in the organization that's not important and doesn't need to be trained on customer service. And you could describe this as not necessarily a crisis communication situation, but it definitely was a stressful communication situation. It was a out of the norm and unhappy customer situation. Customer service, crisis management, communication in general, management structure, all of these systems process, all of that is in place so that when things are going smoothly, you follow the wave smoothly. When things are going poorly, you know how to stop the bleeding, if you will. Every person knows at least their reaction. I understand there's a problem. I have empathy for what's happening as a human being. Let me help you out. Even if they can't actually fix the problem themselves, going and finding someone who can, paying attention to it, essentially treating me as they would hope I would treat them if the situation was reversed, right? The golden rule, right? I was just looking for some acknowledgement. I was looking for some empathy. I was looking for someone who acknowledged they had screwed up. It wasn't my problem. And I had been penalized for it. A late lunch, didn't get to eat with my wife, didn't get to fully concentrate on the film either. So ultimately, the manager who brought me the food, who discounted the ticket, who gave the free passes, she did all the things right. She had training. She had systems. She had process. She had an ability to take those two passes and put the code word in and or record the number or whatever it is and write in there that they had screwed up an order. She had the ability to on the POS system to take the charges off, including the tax that came with it, et cetera, so that it could be remedied. So there were people that were trained. It just took an hour and three conversations with three different people to get there. And that's unnecessary. So be prepared, train your people, empower your people, no matter who they are, from the person who you think is the least important in your organization to the most important, the CEO, et cetera. Everyone in between should understand what your product or service is, who your audience is, how things are supposed to go, and how to react when things do not go well. At the very least, at the very minimum, acknowledge there is a problem. And then emphasize with the individual and then find a solution. Again, even if that finding the solution is finding someone else who can solve it, there's never an acceptable answer of I don't know, or that's not my problem, or that's not my area. It always is I don't know, but I will find someone who does. that may not be my area, but I will find someone who is, it is. I can't fix this for you, but I will find someone who does. I don't know the answer, but I will go get it and bring it back to you. These are the proper responses. And even though that's not the response that we would want in that immediate minute, the next minute when that person does return with the right answer, with the right response, or with a manager or someone else who can help you, even if you have to repeat the question, or ultimately someone who delivers your dinner for you and makes you whole in that transaction, no matter what the second reaction is, the first reaction can set you up for success or failure. In this case, the first reaction, we're very busy. The second reaction of me being bothersome because I'm asking for something that was within expectations. I wasn't asking for my food immediately. I was asking for my food after 30 minutes, which in this situation was fully understandable and within expectations. Sending other people to handle your business, all of these things felt exactly the opposite of what I wanted them to be as the consumer. And again, I don't blame the staff members. I blame the marketing or the management for not preparing the staff members, not training them, and then not backing them up well enough. If after the first 30-minute conversation of, hey, look, our food hasn't come yet, food and drinks had come immediately, I'm sorry about that, sir. Let me find out. I will stop what I'm doing and go find that information for you. I will get those for you. I will go straight to the front of the line of the bar and grab your drinks, even if I'm stealing someone else's, in order to facilitate a failure that is already present. I will go to the kitchen and get this remedied. I will bring it straight to you. If I can't do those things, I will bring someone who can answer those questions, who can provide this for you. That is the response I was looking for. Did not receive that response until 3 steps in, an hour in. And at that point in time, I was very unhappy with the situation, to the point that it may not be repairable. Even with free passes, I don't know that I ever want to go back there because I was treated very poorly. So you, as a business owner, as a manager, as a top-level person, as a decision maker, you want to avoid ever aggravating or putting off a client, especially a good client, someone who's already doing business with you, someone who's been happy with you. You don't want to create a situation that you can't come back from simply because you have not trained, prepared, and empowered everyone in your organization, that when they hear there's a problem, that they hear that the expectations are not being met, to simply address the fact that the consumer has a complaint. Not all consumer complaints are valid, but you do need to acknowledge that a complaint is there, have a little bit of empathy, and then try to fix the problem, meet the expectation as quickly as possible. And again, if it's not you, if you can't, if you're not capable, if that's not your area, if you're not trained for that, or you're simply overwhelmed, there's too many things happening, that's where management's role is. That's the job of a manager, a supervisor, director, to backfill and make the business work the way it should if it's overwhelmed or if something has gone wrong. At the same time, especially if you can't fix the problem immediately, addressing and communicating with the consumer what the problem is, acknowledge that you're outside your bounds of expectations and that you're working to actually correct that, and then put the effort in to do so and let the person see and understand and believe that you're trying to remedy the situation, that can actually end up making what could be a bad situation or a very bad situation come out correctly. It's okay to make a mistake. Mistakes happen. Kitchens get backed up. Orders get switched. Things happen. Your reaction to it, about acknowledging, empathizing, and then correcting as quickly as possible, about being as professional and human as possible, could actually endear me or the consumer to the effort you put in once the screw up happened. Things will happen. Mistakes will be made. How you react to it is the make or break. You will make mistakes. Why not try your best to turn that negative into a positive? Literally, I feel for you guys. I know you're busy right now, but your reaction, the fact that you took me seriously, the fact that you were being straightforward with me, the fact that you corrected it as quick as possible, can actually make me appreciate you better than before I'd walked in initially. So not only do you want to avoid the problem elevating itself and turning into a negative situation, But maybe even when you do have problems, and they do happen, it will happen, it's just the nature of life and business, taking that negative situation, turning it back around to a neutral or a positive, depending on the reaction of your staff, your team, your management structure, your systems, your processes. That's why it has to all be in place. That's why you have to have training. That's why you have to communicate. And that's why you have to empower all of the people in your organization to do these things. That is the last lesson for you here on the Strategic Growth Podcast. I appreciate you guys so much for taking this journey with me. 200 episodes. I've been on practically every one of them. It's been a great ride. I appreciate you guys very much. The support of the listeners, of the viewers, of the guests, everyone who's come on the show, everyone who's supported us on social media, who has shared on post and has made comments and a suggested guest, and every guest who's come on and spent their time for free with us. We've never paid a guest. They've always come on voluntarily to have the conversation, to provide you value, to give you information, to support what we're doing with what they're doing. And that's been the purpose myself and with Pritch involved and with all of our guests as well, including all my business partners at the Golden Group, Felicity Mormon, Sean Hawley as well. So with that, I'm going to conclude episode 200. I'm going to conclude the Neil Marketing Podcast that became the Strategic Growth Podcast and say goodnight, goodbye. Go back and listen to past episodes. Go find other episodes that make sense to you. Go look at the playlist. Go look at the library. Go look at the website. Find information. If you still have questions, if you still need information, if you still need support or help, hit me up. I'm on the website. Easy enough to find. I'm always happy to help. Always willing to help other people find a better way to practice their business, to develop their economic situation, to help their community, etc. So again, I appreciate everyone who has listened or watched the podcast, every guest, my co-host, everyone involved in the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast, formerly known as the Neil Marketing Podcast. This is episode 200. We're out.
Thank you for listening to the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Follow the Golden Group on social media. For more information, past episodes, or to contact us, please visit thegoldengroup.com.